Those early disciples did not understand it. You see, their life was centered around their little Lord Jesus. And when he came to them in John's Gospel and he said to them, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of God and you drink his blood, you cannot be part of him. When John said, no one can come to the Son unless the Father have drawn him. And when he said, there shall be a moment when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son. And they heard those statements. And what happened to them? Many of the disciples left him, and Jesus turned to those that were there and said, why don't you also go away? And you remember what they said to the Lord Jesus? They said, Lord, where shall we go? You've got the words of eternal life. Now he said to them in John 14-16, he said, it is expedient for you that I go away. And you remember what he said to them? He said, if I do not go away, the Comforter cannot come. And then he said, but when the Comforter will come, the one that I will send from my Father, he said, he will do greater things. You will do greater things than me. You say, Brother Gerard, he was speaking about prayer, you know. He was speaking about discovering the will of God. He was speaking about the possibilities of revival. And he looked upon those early disciples. And my brother and sister, isn't it wonderful this Thursday night? You and I sit here in this little gathering. And Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, he saw the multitudes of people. And he said to them, he called his disciples. And he realized the only way that he was going to reach them is going to be through the lives of his disciples. I want to ask you this evening in this little gathering, we are surrounded by thousands of people. I mean, a number of months ago, the focus of the world was upon this area through that awful event, what happened with this man who slaughtered those children. Can I ask you this Thursday night? What did it do to us? So what did Jesus do? He saw the multitudes. And you know what he said? He called his disciples unto him. Oh, I wish I can take you. We are involved, and I was counting the countries today in the plane because we're praying for these countries, and God has led us to 40 different countries in the world. And I wish I can take you with me to the land of Albania. 500 years of Turkish rule. It was brutal. 51 years of one of the most brutal communist dictatorships. One of the most poverty-stricken countries in the world. If you go to the city of Tirana in Albania on a Friday night in the middle of the night, you find people and you know what they do. They are looking for stray cats and dogs. You say, Brother Gerard, what do? They've got no meat on the table, you see. For 25 years, missionaries out of Switzerland went to the land of Greece, and there on the beaches of the Adriatic Sea, and did they take little gospel tracts. And you say, what did they do? They put those gospel tracts into bottles, and four times every year, you know what they did? They took those bottles and they sealed them, and they threw them into the Adriatic Sea four times a year for 25 years. And the winds would come and take those bottles onto the beaches of the land of Albania. And in 1991, the land of Albania became independent, and those missionaries and communism fell, and those missionaries came into Albania, and they came into a coastal area, and you know what happened? They found about 50 people that has been gloriously converted. And they said, how did you come to Christ? What happened to you? You know what those people said? We walked on the beaches of this country, and we found Christ in a bottle. And if I take you tonight now to the land of Albania, 3 years ago I was there. You know what happened? We brought 450 pastors and missionaries together. And brother and sister, you know what happened? The very first morning, the Spirit of God broke into our midst. And we were in the midst of an organized disorder. And for 3 days we wept. Do you know what's happened next year in April in the land of Albania? In the city of Tirana, 800,000 people. We are bringing 37 conservative evangelical churches together. And we're spending a week in prayer. And you say, what is it? I tell you what it is. It's the vision of people.